the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hey, you neighbors, strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap! Crackle! Pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Red Measles and Black Death. Wranglers, what's the happiest sound you hear during a day? Ever thought of it? Well, when you tumble some Kellogg's Rice Krispies into your cereal bowl, pour on milk or cream, you'll hear some mighty happy sounds, believe me. Those little morsels of rice practically break into song with their snap, crackle, and pop to let you know how crisp and good-tasting they are. So why not ask Mom right after the show for the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Danger rode in the shadows alongside the trail of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, waiting for a chance to strike. There was never a better chance than on that night at Fitz Longman's ranch when the famous lawman faced a strange combination of red measles and black death.
Jingles, hadn't you better check those groceries against your list before you load your saddlebag?
Oh, Bill, I never forget a thing, and you know it. I'm just like an elephant.
You may be that big, but it doesn't help your memory.
It sure does.
How about that list, partner?
Well, all right, if you're going to be mule-headed, you check it while I call the stuff off.
Fire away.
Cornmeal, salt, bacon, 10 cans of beans, harness brads, 6 boxes of 45 caliber cartridges. Now, there's something I hope we don't have to use on this trip.
Me too, partner. Well, I guess it all checks.
Yeah, I told you.
Hey, hold it. What's in that other sack?
Oh, never mind that one, Bill.
Holding out on me, huh?
Oh, no, you just wouldn't be interested.
I suppose I'd take a look anyway.
No, all right, nosy. Go on, go ahead.
Mm-hmm, I thought so. Jelly beans.
Now, you know me and Joker like jelly beans.
Yeah, but Joker's going to be real put out with you when he finds out you got more red ones than black ones.
No, he won't even know it. He's colorblind, and if you don't tell him, he won't know it.
All right, gather up those saddlebags and let's get going.
Now, hold still, Joker, while I get these saddlebags tied on.
Hey, Wild Bill Hickok.
Now, who's that yelling?
It's Fitz Longman riding up with another gent.
Oh,
howdy, Fitz. Been a long time.
Howdy, Bill.
Yeah, sure has. What happened to you? You look skinnier than a beanstalk in a draft.
Well, I had a mountain of hard luck since I have last seen you two. Oh, shake hands with Viney here. He's prospecting up back in my place.
Howdy, Viney.
Howdy. Don't see what you figure these two star packers can do for you, Fitz. Less than one of them's a doctor, the other's a shadow catcher.
I'm beginning to smell trouble, Bill.
What's he mean by that, Fitz?
Why, he don't mean no harm, Bill. It's just that my boy Teddy, he's got the measles, and there's a killer cat getting my hogs.
Yeah, comes in the night, he does, just screaming and yowling. And when you try to catch him, there ain't nothing but a shadow.
That Jasper's making my skin crawl.
Now, Bill, I know shadow chasing ain't in your line, but there's more to it than Whiny says.
If you're trying to say you want our help, Fitz, you've got it. We're heading out your way and we'll be able to make it by sundown.
Riding with lawman breeds trouble, and I ain't looking for any. Get along there, you.
Now, ain't he an unsociable gopher?
Oh, don't pay him no mind, Jingles. Well, I'll be getting back to Teddy now and look for you about sundown.
We'll be there, Fitz.
Yeah, I sure hope that killer cat turns out to be nothing but a shadow after all.
Mm-hmm.
ain't much daylight left. Hadn't we better prod up these ponies and get to Fitz Logman's ranch before dark?
What's the matter, partner? You're not generally one to shy away from trouble.
Maybe not. Trouble I can see is one thing, but killers that just melt away to a shadow is something else, and I don't like the sound of it one little bit.
Probably just a mountain lion. You know, they're right hard to see at night.
Where'd that come from?
Back in those trees. Spread out, Jingles.
So it's just a little old mountain lion, huh? Well, if it is, he's packing a high-powered rifle and sure knows how to use it.
Right through those trees, Jingles, and then double back. Maybe we can nail him. Go, Buckshot! Ah!
Jeff, Joker, get me out of that killer sight!
Keep low in the saddle.
This ain't no time to be funny, Bill Hickok.
Hurt his horse, Winnie, Jingles.
Now, doggone it, when have mountain lions taken to riding horses?
There's a horse with an empty saddle over there, standing in the road right up ahead.
That's a funny place for a bushwhacker to leave it. Hey, Bill, look on that ground by the horse.
Man, lying face down.
It's Fitz Longman. But, Bill, it looks like he's dead.
Charlie, did you ever stop to think that city folks wake up to different sounds than country folks?
What do you mean, Slam?
Well, sir, people in the city usually roll out of bed to this sound. Well, lots of country folks still depend on this alarm clock to get them to rise and shine.
I guess you're right, Slim. But there's one sound they both hear when they sit down to breakfast.
Don't tell me, Charlie, I can guess. It's the snap, crackle, and pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Man, that's the kind of early morning sounds I likes to hear.
Right you are, Slim. Soon as you pour milk or cream over Kellogg's Rice Krispies, these golden little pops of rice start their cheerful chant. Snap, crackle, pop. That's their good-natured way of telling the world how crisp and fresh they are.
So, Wranglers, why not ask Mom if she's got the makings of your favorite breakfast? Kellogg's Rice Krispies and your favorite fruit. Happiest way I know of starting your day.
So tomorrow morning, reach for the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap! Crackle. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles were almost within sight of Fitz Longman's ranch, when suddenly rifle slugs began to sing past their ears. Before they could go after the hidden gunman, they saw Fitz lying in the road ahead, face down and very still.
Bill, he sure ain't moving.
Bring your canteen, partner.
Doggone it, we should have rode out with him.
He's still breathing. Let's turn him over. Easy now.
Bill, would you look at that crease in his skull?
Enough to knock out a mule. Pour a little water in his mouth.
You reckon that same bushwhacker got him?
Yeah, it seems likely.
Then he wasn't waiting for us after all. We just happened along at the wrong time.
Looks more like the right time, partner. Well, Fitz is coming around. Let's get him to the ranch before he tries talking too much.
You gonna be all right, Pa?
Sure, son.
Is he well, Bill?
Sure he is, Teddy.
Yeah, he's gonna be fine now. Now, you go back and get into your bed and quit worrying him. You never will get over the measles.
You ever had the measles, Jingles?
Sure, I had them when I was a little shaver, just like you.
Well, red ones or black ones?
Huh?
Did you have red measles or black measles?
I had the red kind.
Mine are black.
Uh-oh, Bill!
Too late to worry about that now, partner.
Sure is.
Oh, I don't like them old
Fitz,
black ones.
Think you can talk a little now?
Sure, Bill. I'm a little fuzzy, but I'll be all right.
Did you see who shot you?
No, I just heard the report of a high-powered rifle and the lights blew out.
Oh, I sure was glad to see you bringing Pa home well, Bill. It was getting dark and I was getting scared.
Now, don't start talking like that, Teddy. There's nothing to be scared of.
There it is, Bill.
Bill?
That's the killer cat.
Strap on your guns, Jingles. We're going to give that cat a welcome party. Out the back way.
Right with you, even if I don't like it.
You stay put, Fitz. Teddy, you see that your pa stays in bed.
Yeah, sure, well, Bill. I'll keep him down.
Come on, Jingles.
He's heading for the hogs, all right.
We gotta cut him off. Run for the pens.
Never thought I'd have to fight a shadow to save a mess of pork chops.
This is close enough. Now keep your eyes open.
Yeah, I can see as much with them closed as open. You couldn't spot a buffalo on a night like this, let alone an old cat.
Look for his big yellow eyes.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Billy's got me.
Jingles, hold your fire.
Did I get him, Bill?
No, but you almost shot me.
But he rubbed right up against me.
You're just jumpy, partner. That was my arm you rubbed against. Now you've scared him off, I'll bet. Yep, there he goes.
Ooh-wee. Well, that's a relief. Well, let's get back in the house.
Yeah, might as well. He won't come back tonight.
That's all right with me. I don't care if he never comes back.
We'll track him in the morning when we've got some light. Hold it, Jingles.
Now, get that out. I'm jumpy enough already. Now, what do you see?
It's Whiny's mule.
Isn't that gopher-faced prospector?
Well, he seems to be a friend of Fitz's.
Well, he ain't no friend of mine.
Did you get the killer cat, Wild Bill? I heard you shooting.
I'm afraid not, Teddy.
Makes your flesh crawl, don't it? Shooting at something only to find out it ain't nothing. Nothing but a shadow.
Well, if you know so much about it, why don't you go out and catch the doggone thing?
Oh, Whiny's tried, Jingles. He's been here most every time the cats come around, and we both tried to shoot him. Tried to track him, too. But the tracks always end at the big oak by the bluff.
Yeah, sure do. And that's where the shadow disappears. Makes your flesh crawl, don't it?
Yes, it do.
Well, Fitz, I reckon I'll be going. Too bad about the shadow killer cat, but I didn't figure he'd give up to no tin badgers nohow. Good night.
Good night and good riddance.
Hey, Jingles.
Doggone it, Bill, I don't like that old gopher.
I don't blame you, Jingles. I don't like him either.
Whiny's all right. Little tetched from living alone up in the hills, I guess.
Tetched is right.
Never mind, Jingles. We better hit the hay. Tomorrow morning, we've got two varmints to track down. One with 4 feet and one with 2. Fitz, I don't think you should have tried riding out with us this morning.
My head feels better, Bill, but I'm not getting out of sight of the house with Teddy still in bed. Oh, boy.
Whoa, Joker. Well, what are you stopping for, Fitz?
Stand there, Buckshot.
That's the big oak I was telling you about, Bill. Snubbed up against that low bluff.
Yeah, now, if you was on top of the tree, you could see across the mesa at the top of the bluff.
Well, I'll be heading back, Bill, to look after Teddy. He ought to be studying his history lesson, but I'm not much good at helping him.
Well, now, why didn't you say so? I'm a dad-burned expert at that.
You are?
I sure am. Now, you just wait till I get back. I'll give Teddy a history lesson he'll never forget.
All right, I'll tell him. Good luck, gents. Get around, boy.
Bill, what are you looking for?
The tracks of that mountain lion, Jingles. They head down for that big oak tree, all right. Come on, get up there, Buckshot.
Get along, Joker. Bill, that oak tree is a good hiding place for that bushwhacker that shot at us yesterday.
And keep your eyes open, Jingles. We're almost under it.
Yeah, and here's where the tracks come to a stop, too.
Claw marks up the tree. Get up there closer, Buckshot. That's the boy. Now stand there.
Oh, Joker, who? Hey, what are you doing?
Climbing up here to see where the cat went.
You still see his mark on the limb?
Yeah. He went right up this limb to the edge of the bluff. A little higher and I can see the floor of the mesa. There. Well, what do you know?
What is it, Bill? What do you see?
Hang on, Jingles. I'm coming down.
Well, hurry up. You got me making a mountain out of my curiosity bump.
Steady, Buckshot. I'm going to drop in the saddle.
Now, Bill Hickok, you saw something up there that surprised you. Now, what was it? Cat track?
No, Jingles. The claw marks of that big cat stop at the end of the limb.
Then what did you see on the ground on top of that bluff?
Two lines drawn in the dirt, like you were dragging two poles about 4 or 5 feet apart.
Two lines? Poles? Bill, them litters the Indians use are made with two poles that drag in the dirt with the other end tied to a horse.
That's right, Jingles. A travoy.
Bill, I've had enough. Bush whackers that ain't there, killer cats that ain't nothing but shadows and don't go nowhere, and now Indians. I've had enough and I'm in it. Enough!
Say, Charlie, do you know what a cowpoke calls a groaning cart?
A groaning cart, Slim?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't think I'd even care to guess. What is it?
Well, Sir Charlie, my boy, a groaning cart's a chuck wagon. A chuck wagon so loaded down with food it's busting out at the seams. It's the noisiest thing on wheels when the going gets rough.
Well, one thing sure, Slim. You get some mighty cheerful music and a heap of good eating out of the boxes of Kellogg's Rice Krispies packed inside that chuck wagon. Soon as you tumble those light little morsels of rice into your bowl, pour on milk or cream, they break into song, snap, crackle, pop, to tell the whole world how crisp they are.
Wranglers, that's sure a mighty cheerful song to hear along about breakfast time. And when you top off those pretty little puffs of rice with your favorite fruit, man, oh man, you got yourself a real breakfast in your bowl. Kellogg's Rice Krispies and your favorite fruit on top. Delicious.
And saddle buddies, those Rice Krispies go just as good right before you hit the hay at night. Morning or night, Kellogg's Rice Krispies are just about the best tasting cereal you can tumble into your bowl.
That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
When Wild Bill and Jingles returned to Fitz Longman's ranch, Jingles was still raving about the Indians.
Indians? Why, Jingles, I ain't seen an Indian around these parts since they caught up with Quanah Parker's band.
Well, that shoots that idea, partner.
Well, then I give up, Bill. You're just going to have to figure this one out for yourself. You got any other ideas?
I think we'll catch our killer cat tonight. And if we're lucky, we'll get the bushwhacker that creased Fitz's scalp, too.
We got to wait around till tonight?
Yep. So you've got plenty of time to help Teddy with his history lesson like you promised.
Oh, will you, Jingles? Pa said you would.
Oh, yeah, history.
You said you were an expert, Jingles. Now prove it.
All right, I will now. Come on over here, Teddy.
Okay, sure. We can sit at the supper table.
Now let me see that history book a minute.
Yeah, here it is. I missed the first three chapters being sick.
Oh, first three chapters, huh?
Uh-huh.
Let me see now. I say now, Mr. Jingles. Columbus, ships, yeah, Spain, huh?
You can ask me the questions or me ask you.
If you know what's good for you, Jingles, you'll play it safe and ask Teddy the question.
Oh, is that so, Bill Hickok? Well, I'll just show you. Go ahead, Teddy. You ask me anything.
Okay. Who discovered America?
Christopher Columbus. That was an easy one.
How'd he do it?
Huh? Oh, well, he just woke up one morning and... there it was.
No, he didn't. He had to sail all the way across the ocean.
Oh, well, anybody knows that.
Well, how many ships did he have?
Ships? Well, you go on back to bed. I don't want to get your fever up again.
I stuck him, Wild Bill. I stuck him.
All right now, Teddy. Jingles is right. You better crawl back in bed and take a nap.
Oh.
You said it. How many ships did Columbus have?
It was three ships, Jingles.
Doggone it, Bill Hickok. You're too smart for your own britches. Ain't there nothing you don't know?
I don't know who that bushwhacker is we're hoping to catch tonight. If I did, I'd lock him up.
Oh, now, why'd you have to go and remind me of that?
Because we've got a big night ahead of us, partner.
Well, in that case, I better get some rest. If I'm going to chase killer cats and bushwhackers all night, I'm going to take a nap all afternoon so I won't spend that time worrying about it. Didn't you tell me that we were coming back out to the big oak tree tonight?
Didn't want you to worry about it, Jingle.
And what's the idea of patting Buckshot and Joker's hoofs with toe sacks? You'd think we was sneaking up on an Indian after all.
A mountain lion's got better ears than an Indian, Jingles. Hello, Buckshot. Leave the horses over here away from the oak tree.
Oh, quiet, Joker. You give us away and you'll find cuckoo burrs in your oat bag tomorrow. What do we do now, Bill?
I'm going up in that tree.
You're going to meet that big cat on that high limb?
I hope not. That's where you come in. You shoot him.
Oh, I get it. Well, let me fetch my rifle.
Here, use mine.
No, sir. If you're going to be on that limb with your life depending on one shot from me on a night like this, I want my own rifle.
Have it your own way. Good luck. We might have a long wait.
Good luck to me, he says. Puts his life in my hands and walks away cool as a bullfrog in a mountain spring.
Something doesn't happen soon, I'm going to be so cramped up I can't move. How you doing down there, Jingles?
I'm all right, Bill. Aren't you tired of roosting up in that tree?
Yeah, but I want to... Quiet! Hear something. Yeah, just what I thought. Now I'll have to let him get clear up to the edge of that bluff. Just a little closer.
Oh, oh there, Mule. Yeah, that's just the right spot. The cage is facing toward the high limb of the old oak tree.
So that's the way he does it. Can't let him open that cage.
Yeah, now I'm a pretty little killer cat. One more night's work from you and Fitz Longman will clear off the place for good. And I'll have all this gold for myself.
Hold it right there, Whiny. Don't open that cage.
Who's there? Who's in that tree?
Bill Hickok. You're under arrest.
You just think I am. The killer cat will take care of you. The cage door. Go get him, Blackie.
Jingles, now! Good shot, Jingles. Now, mister, I'm going to get you.
You ain't going to live to take me in, Marshal.
That's your last shot, Whiny. Drop that gun.
All right. You're breaking my arm.
Now, you come to jail, mister. You can tell the judge about training a mountain lion to kill hogs and keeping him in a cage on that Indian litter so he couldn't be tracked.
Bill, did you get him? Who is it? What's going on?
I'll tell you all about it on the way back to the ranch, partner. Now, you tell me how you got up in that tree so fast.
Well, I heard shooting up here, and I was alone down there with that big yellow-eyed cat. There was nobody to talk to, and, well, I got all mixed up and didn't know what I was doing, and all of a sudden, I was up in the tree.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Kids, here's Andy with a few words about Monday.
Hold on to your hats, kids, because Wild Bill and Jingles find themselves at an auction where Gunsmoke goes to the highest bidder.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Kids, do you like things that are yours, yours alone? Then enjoy Kellogg's Variety Pack. There's 10 personal portions of Kellogg's delicious cereals in Kellogg's Variety Pack. Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and other favorites. 10 personal portions of flaked, shredded, popped, and ready sweetened cereals. Have fresh, personal portion boxes of good Kellogg's cereals. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Corny Peoples, Hal Gerard, and Fred Howard. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!